Dominicated.
The Dominican Penguins take on the University of Hawaii Hilo Vulcans, who stand at 3-12, winless in conference, 0-9, 0-10 in their last 10 games. DU stands at 11-7, 5-5 in conference, 7th place in the PacWest Conference, and they are trying to snap a 4-game skid. Unlike the Penguins, to lose at home, they did last time they faced Hawaii Pacific. They suffered their first home loss, 69-67. They had a valiant effort on the comeback. But Mike Temple, tonight, new game, new mindset. Got to take care of business against the teams that you can win and beat.
Yeah, after starting 5-1 in the conference, these are must-win games here. Lost 4 in a row. This is a game against a winnable opponent. Hawaii Hilo comes in at 3-12, 0-9 in PacWest play. I don't like to use the coin, must-win games very often, but this is definitely a must-win game for the Penguins here. Got to start that winning streak over again.
And anytime you get a ball club coming in that played you tight last time, DU was able to get a 6-point victory against this team when they went out to Hawaii and played this Vulcan squad. But now the Vulcans come back into Collins Center wanting a little revenge. And you can't be that team that lets an 0-9 team in the PacWest Conference get their first win on your home floor.
Yeah, the last time these two teams met, game was very tight. Even though the Vulcans hadn't had a conference win to that point, it was tied at 2 minutes and 38 seconds left in the game before the Penguins made that 6-point run to eventually end up winning by 6, 56-50. This is a must-win game. You don't want a team getting their first conference win on the road against you. It just makes it even more worse if it's on the road. So this is going to be a huge game for the Penguins. A little bit of info about the last time these two teams met. Golson had led the team with 15. Actually came in second on the team, 15. Haysbert had 17, and Taplin had 11. And for the Vulcans, their top scorer was Thomas, who had 11, and Yevli, who had 9. So those teams, the Hilo team struggles from the field a little bit. They shoot 39% on average per game, so they struggle from the field. But they do a great job on the offensive board, so they lead the PacWest in offensive rebounds per game, which is around 14.
Like you mentioned, they only shoot 39%. They don't shoot it from downtown either at 31%. So you might see Booker T. Harris go to his staple 1-3-1 zone that they've been working on.
Yeah, I talked to Devin Golson before the game, and a little bit of what he said is they're going to put an emphasis on that 13 defense, the 1-3-1, because Coach Booker T. Harris believes that that's what gives them the best chance to win against Hilo. They struggle from outside, and they struggle a little bit from inside, too. So the zone will do a great job of combating that and forcing them to stroke it from beyond the arc.
Head coach for the DUs, Booker T. Harris. On the other side for the Vulcans is G.E. Coleman. He'll be leading the Vulcans, trying to get on the board for their first PacWest Conference win. And they stand in last, DU in seventh at 5-5. Top six will advance to the conference tournament in the PacWest. DU right on that cup, trying to get in that hunt to make the conference tournament and make a splash to possibly NCAA Division II NCAA tournament.
Yeah, 10 games left in the PacWest. Right now, Dominican is positioned only a game ahead of 7th place NDNU. With 6 spots on the line for the PacWest tournament late in March, these games are huge here in January. Every win is a must. Every win is important. Every win is crucial. So this game is magnified, as even with that 4 straight losses, Dominican needs to come out here and play well.
Officials tonight will be Alan Pierce, Scott Johnson, and Richard Patterson to round out the crew. Just under a minute until we tip off. National anthem and starters will be coming your way here shortly. And for the coaches versus cancer, suits and sneakers, that's been going on from January 24th to the 26th this year, this brand new year, 2014. That's where, during the weekend, more than 4,000 high school and college men's basketball coaches, including the DU men's basketball coaching staff, will swap its dress shoes for sneakers on Saturday, January 25th, versus Chaminade, to demonstrate support for the American Cancer Society's effort to fight against that dreaded disease in cancer. Starting lineups coming at you. It's going to be at point guard. Derek Owens, the senior from Tempe, Arizona. He's going to be one of those players that leads the team in dimes, trying to round out the being a floor general for the Vulcans. In the backcourt as well will be Darnell Williams. This is their do-it-all player, leads the team just over 12 points scoring per game, the junior from Wiltop, Washington. Coach Coleman will also send out Joey Rodriguez, the 6-foot junior from Cotati, California. He's also in counterpart with Williams, handles a lot of the scoring, just over 11 a game. In the front court, it's going to be Brandon Thomas, the 6'6 senior from Lakewood, Washington. And to round out at starting center, Dominique Campbell, the 6'7 junior from Apple Valley, California, leads this team with 25 blocks. On the other side for your Penguins, it's going to be Taplin, Dominique Taplin, the junior, 6 foot from Alameda, California. He's going to be running the point for the Penguins. He's their floor general, along with Carrillo in the backcourt. Miles Carrillo, the senior, 6-footer from Tustin, California. Coach Harris will also send out Matt Hayes, the 6'2 sophomore from Yuba City. Devin Golston, the senior leader, the 6'6, 215-pound forward from Cerritos, California. And the big man down low will be Connor Haysbert, the senior, 6'8 center from Sacramento, California. Right now, our athletic director in the stands is Brandon Leinbach. Our communication department chair is Brad Van Alstein. And our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn.
Just minutes away from tip-off here as Dominican is being announced for their starters right now. Crucial game for the Penguins, looking to stop that 4-game losing streak and improve their record in the Pac-West to 6-5. A key point of emphasis for Coach Booker T. Harris before this game to his team was to not foul. Last time these two teams met, 25 free throw attempts for the Vulcans. That is not acceptable if you're Coach Booker T. Harris and this Penguin team tonight.
Not at all, and we'll see Golston have that right arm sleeve as he's been battling right elbow tendonitis. He looks like he's good to go tonight. Teams will break the huddle. And right now, the mindset is, gotta snap the 4-game losing streak through the Dominican Penguins and Coach Booker T. Harris.
First game back after winter break for the Penguins. Decent crowd here tonight in the Collins Center. Beautiful night in Santa Fe. Couldn't ask for anything better than a basketball game here.
I'm with you, partner. Golston will tip it up for the Penguins. And on the other side, it will be Campbell to battle it out for the tip. And referee threw the ball way up in the air.
He must have tossed that 13 feet in the air.
We're going to do it all over again. We got to reset everything, game clock, shot clock, and here we go.
The ref laughs and says, my bad, my B.
Just like the women's game, we had a little delay. Men's game, same thing.
Touching on that, the women did win their first game in the Collins Center by 10 points over the Vulcans. Men looking to do the same.
Referees, Alan Pierce, looking to get everything situated. Shot clock is now set at 35. Once again, Campbell and Golston. And it's going to be Campbell and Golston to tip it up. Got a nice crowd tonight in the Conlin Center. And finally, we're ready to go. Tip's going to go out to Golston. He's going to win it. Ball's in Carrillo's hands. An early 2-3 zone look for the Vulcans. Carrillo's got it up top. Work it around into the right northern corner for Taplin. Around the horn to Hayes. He looks to maneuver, now finds cross court to Taplin. Now Carrillo, 10 on the shot clock. Penguins being patient. Taplin down low, right baseline, lays it in with the left hand. 2-0 Penguins.
Beautiful job using the shot clock to find a nice wide open shot for Taplin down low.
Vulcans trying to push it back quickly with Owens as the Penguins will start in man-to-man. Campbell has it up top, checked by Golston. fires it to Thomas. He goes cross court to Williams, but he was in a little bit of a hurry, took too many steps, walked with the basketball.
And uncharacteristically like this Vulcan team, they only average about 11 turnovers per game, which is first in the Pac West. Usually take care of the ball, not in the first possession there.
Penguins faced a little bit of zone from Hawaii Pacific last game. They're facing some more tonight from the Vulcans. It's Hayes, left southern corner, kicked out to Carrillo, knifes his way in the teeth of the defense, finds Golston on the right block, fadeaway jumper is good. 4-0. Here comes Owens, hands off to Williams. This is the man who's going to be drawing the assignment of the talented defender, Dominique Taplin. But Williams is also talented on the offensive end. Shovel pass down low to Campbell. He couldn't handle it. Hayes got a hand in there to knock it away. 20 on the shot clock. Vulcans will retain possession.
Just like the women's game, the Penguins are going to look to do this on the defensive side first.
Inbounds goes to Campbell. He swings it to Thomas. Now it's Owens. 15-footer off the window. It's good. He's got the Vulcans on the board. It's 4-2. 18-14 left in this first half. Creel comes racing across the front court, finding Hayes for a three. Can't hit it. Taplin going up high for the board, but he lost it. Owens has it. Looks to push. Tries to get inside, and he's fouled by Taplin.
You can see You can see early that the Vulcans look to push on the fast break on any opportunity they get. Owens does a great job racing into the open court and gets fouled.
Another high post inbound to Campbell. Now they go opposite high post to Thomas. Tries to blow by Golston. Can't finish the layup. Hayes with the board. Gives off to Carrillo. Now to Taplin up top. They'll look to reset. Finding Hayes opposite wing. Corner three. Bang!
That's how you got to beat a zone. Attack it early and get the wide open shots.
7-2. Just like you said, partner, don't let them set up in that 2-3 zone. DU didn't push the pace. Got a good look for Hayes. 17-25 left. Here's Williams. He's going to rise and fire. He knocks down a three. It's 7-5. And already, Coach Booker T. Harris has got Christopher Schwartz Edmondson off the bench. Hayes. Checked by Owens, swings it to Golston, who steps back for three. It's no good. Haysbert on the offensive glass, uses a pump fake, trying to finish his Hayes on the putback jam, didn't go down, and it's stripped away by Rodriguez. Out to Williams. Oh, nice wraparound pass back to Rodriguez, who lays it in.
Good job by Taplin there, forcing the extra pass, just better ball movement from the Hilo Vulcans.
Carrillo now putting the moves on Rodriguez, blows by him and lays it in with the right hand.
These teams are going up and down, fast pace here, already 9-7.
16:35 left, 9-7 advantage for the Penguins. Owens gets a screen from Campbell. Golston switched out on him, goes behind his back, inside. And Haysbert got a hand on it, and it's off of the leg of Owens and a nice defensive play by the big man, Connor Haysbert.
Yeah, Haysbert did a good job helping inside as Owens did a great job of blistering past Golston. Haysbert said no, and he blocked it and ended up going off his foot.
Schwartz Emerson checks in for Golston. As Carrillo will slowly walk it across into the front court. They got a two high post set. It's Hayes. Got the ball knocked away. Ball's on the deck. Hayes fights for it. Wins the loose ball. Shot clock is now down to 15. Carrillo's got a screen from Haysbert. He's doubled. Finds Haysbert on the slip. Pull up from 15 is pure.
Good ball movement, good slip by Haysbert there on the screen. Found himself wide open. He did lead the team last time these two teams met with 17 points.
He's had a nice start with an early deuce. 11-7, Penguins lead it. They're up by four. They weave it around to Rodriguez spinning in the lane. Nice dump down to Thomas who lays it in. 11-9 now as the Penguin lead is cut to two. Carrillo finds himself in the left southern corner, guarded tightly by Owens. Gives it off to Schwartz Edmondson. He's going to look to go to work on Campbell. He couldn't, and he walked with the basketball.
If you're Schwartz Edmondson, you think that's a mismatch. You got the tall 6'7" Dominique Campbell guarding you on the wing. Schwartz thought he could take advantage of it. Took too many steps before he was able to get the shot up.
Campbell is tall, but he is athletic. Takes those long defensive strides. But early on, good start for the Penguins. Once again, They had four threes to start out the ball game last time against Hawaii Pacific. They started it out from downtown with Matt Hayes again, but now a lot more inside game, breaking down that zone with Haysbert and Matt Hayes.
Yeah, that's something you didn't see against HPU. They were moving the ball around the perimeter, but not getting it inside to Haysbert and Golson, who are dangerous down low. This game, you're seeing much different inside-out ball movement, which is a better kind to have against a zone, and that's why they have 11 points early.
And you saw Coach Booker T. Harris yank Golston early, and he kind of went over to Coach Harris and said, "I'm okay." You think that elbow is bothering him at all?
He is wearing the sleeve today, like you touched on, and he did go to the doctors checking on that elbow. And all that came out about it was elbow tendonitis, and that he's going to be sore from time to time. A lot of ice, a lot of really just resting it. That's what the key for tendonitis is. It doesn't really go away. So let's see if Golson will get any more minutes. He is second in the Pac West in minutes per game, so that could be a telltale sign of why he's out early.
The Penguins are definitely going to need him down the stretch of conference play. Penguins are going to break the huddle with Hayes, Schwartz Edmondson, Johnny Bates, Carrillo, and Haysbert. And here's Owens. Brings it up across the timeline. Penguins sagging off now, there in their zone. 1-3-1 extended. Williams finds Owens. They try to get it to the high post. Nice deflection by Bates as the ball is loose. Dived by Thomas to reclaim possession. Shot clock didn't reset. Down to 9. Here's Williams. Finds Owens. Rodriguez, a right corner 3. Short. Battle for the rebound. And it's tipped off of Campbell, and it's going to go to the Penguins.
Good job by the Penguins running that 1-3-1 defense. They want the Vulcans to shoot from outside, and that's exactly what they did there.
Carrillo walks it across. University of Hawaii Hilo has now switched to man-to-man. Bates trying to find Haysbert down low. It's deflected. It does find its ways to Haysbert, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line for 2. This is going to go against Thomas. Haysbert shooting 68% from the stripe this season.
He did struggle a little bit last game against HPU as he ended up splitting most of his opportunities.
Hits the first. And Lucas Swanson is going to check in for Brandon Thomas, the senior from Vancouver, Washington. Here's Haysbert. Got them both. Pushes the lead to 4. And here's Owens. A little bit of half-court trap now by the Penguins. 13-9 is the score. Here with 14-12 remaining in the first half. Darnell Williams now finds Campbell. They're working around the horn to Owens. He's bumped by Hayes. Tries to curl inside the lane. Kicked out Williams. Rise. And that leaves it off to Rodriguez in midair, who tries to put the move on Hayes. Now down low to Campbell, who finishes.
That was a wacky possession, going up for shots, then passing it twice. Ended up ending at 2 points, though.
Fooled me. I thought Williams was going to pull the trigger. Here's Carrillo. Bumped. Kicks out Johnny Bates for 3. It's no good. Haysbert hustles down the offensive rebound for the Penguins, and Schwartz Edmondson's going to reset up top.
Good hustle inside by Haysbert.
Schwartz Edmondson working on Williams. He's doubled. Trapped by Campbell and Williams. And a travel. That's his second turnover now. Or Schwartz Edmondson in the corner.
Yeah, Hilo's being very aggressive with that trap in the corner. Schwartz Edmondson didn't see it early enough, so he picked up his dribble and ended up traveling once again.
Rodriguez. Back to Owens. He's up top. Gets a screen from Campbell. Now here's Williams. Right northern corner. Finds the cutter, Campbell. He tries to leave a nice dump off pass to Swanson. He couldn't handle it. Ball trickled out to half court. He ran it down. 14 on the shot clock. It's Rodriguez refusing a Campbell screen. Knights his way inside. Tries to get up a shot. No good. Battle for the board. It's Campbell on the offensive rebound and the tip-in.
Campbell's killing him inside already with the offensive rebounds. We touched on the average 14 offensive rebounds per game, and that's exactly what they did right there.
Carrillo goes to work all the way inside and lays it in. Tough move by Carrillo. Owens pushes it across the timeline. Now they go to Williams. Left northern corner, floater in the lane, can't hit it. Hayes has got the board. Carrillo looks to push. Out to Bates, thought about a three. No, work it back up top to Carrillo. Lost his balance momentarily. Tries to weave his way inside, finds a cutting Haysbert right in front of the basket and puts it in.
You see Carrillo taking over, getting to the lane and finding the wide open guy there. Great job by the point guard.
17-13, Penguins lead it. 12 minutes left to go in this first half. Here's Owens. He's going to walk it back up top, and Coach Coleman's going to call a timeout, his first one for the Vulcans, and it's going to be a 30-second timeout. University of Hawaii Hilo trying to earn their first conference win. They're 0-9, and they're within four. They're playing pretty well with the Penguins so far.
Yeah, this game is going up and down for both teams. Looking to run, looking to get the ball inside with early offense. Both teams are doing that very well right now. That's why the high scoring first half of the first half. But if you're Dominican, you like what you're seeing on the offensive side, not so much on the defensive side. You got to stop Campbell on the offensive glass. He's an absolute monster at 6'7 from Apple Valley, California. You make sure you box him out because he's the only one attacking the offensive boards right now.
He's been battling on the boards. A couple offensive rebounds he's had that led to extra points off the glass for the Vulcans. Coach Harris is going to break the huddle with Armstrong, Bates, Golston, Taplin, and Haysbert. It's Rodriguez up near half court for the Vulcans, checked by Armstrong. Over in the left northern corner is Swanson. He's cut off well by Bates. They swing it. Over in the right corner now is Williams. His three is short. Ball's tipped around, and a loose ball foul is going to go against the Vulcans. It's going to be against Lucas Swanson, the senior guard from Vancouver, Washington. We got another media timeout. It's barely 15 seconds elapsed.
Yeah, I don't like
the last timeout.
When the coaches call that timeout right before the media timeout, you got to be thinking, what are you thinking? You just waste a timeout before the media timeout because you know it's coming, but that's why the quick timeout's here if you're listening here at radio.dominican.edu. Good action early on. 4-point lead for the Penguins, looking to stop that four-game skid they got going on right now.
And anytime you're at home, you got the lead early. That's a good sign to stop this four-game skid. They believe that they can get this W tonight. Coach Harris believes that they can get this W tonight. I think that you ratchet up the intensity, you'll see in this final 11:38, you'll start to see the Penguins pull away a little bit.
That's what Coach Booker T. Harris is hoping for in this huddle, trying to design something that will get this team, both on the offensive side and defensive side, operating well.
My partner mentioned that Haysbert, in the previous matchup, led the DUs in scoring. He's got six, leading the Penguins once again. Carrillo's got 4 points and four dimes early, not even halfway through the first half. On the other side, Campbell and Rodriguez are leading the Vulcans in scoring with four apiece as the Penguins are about to break the huddle and they'll have possession underneath the northern basket. It's going to be Bates to inbound. And some full court pressure being shown by the Vulcans. Bates gets it into Taplin. And then he goes right back to Bates as he'll advance it into the front court. DU has no problems with the back court pressure. Armstrong has it now, a couple feet in front of the half court line. Over on the white right wing to Golson, finds Bates slipping to the basket, and he's able to get it to go. A nice floater by Johnny Bates.
Good recognition there by Bates to slip the screen as the double team came to Golson, and he finished for an easy two.
Here's Williams over to Diachenko, who's just checked into this ball game. He's a 6'4 junior guard from West Sacramento. He gives it off to Rodriguez, who's up top, checked by Taplin. Wants a screen from Campbell. Crosses over on Taplin. Goes sidestep. Tries to get around Haysbert. Campbell's tip doesn't go. Golson with a nice rebound. Gets it up to Taplin, who tries to find Haysbert running back door. Couldn't handle the pass. Back up top to Golson. Puts the move on going inside. Tried to go for the tough layup. Couldn't finish it. I thought he was going to gear up and throw down the tomahawk. Here's Swanson, though, quickly for three in transition the other way for the Vulcans.
You got to finish if you're on the offensive side. Golson there. He had a nice layup, a little bit tough, but you got to finish when you're inside like that.
19-16, Armstrong barrels into Rodriguez as he tried to go inside. Kicked it out to Golson. Now he leaves it off for Taplin. Around the horn is back up to Armstrong. He's pressured tightly by Rodriguez. DU trying to get something going on offense, and a 5-second violation now has been called. Tightly guarded, Rodriguez had great defense on Armstrong.
And they were giving Armstrong the left drive. Reluctant to take it, he stood out there up top and got the 5-second call.
They're trying to force him to go left.
And we got a crowd favorite here for the Vulcan fans, Jeff Perkins. A lot of fans here cheering for him.
He's a 6'7 junior from Seattle, Washington. He has a basketball right now. He finds Campbell. Now here's Owens. Dumps it off to Swanson, who tries to cut in front of the lane. Now it's out to Perkins in the left northern corner. Reversed, Swanson. Cut off by Armstrong. Great defense as he blocked the shot. Taplin's got the loose ball.
Swanson had no room, but he forced up a shot anyway, and Armstrong did a good job rejecting the shot.
Diachenko checks Taplin. He passes it off to Armstrong in the right southern corner. Opposite wing now, Taplin curls his way inside, puts up a floater, but it'll go to the line for two. As he had a nice hard drive into the lane.
And that's what you want to see more of if you're Coach Booker T. Harris. Taplin attacking the paint. His jumper has been a little bit off lately, like we saw against HPU. He missed a number of elbow jumpers. Taplin is much more effective when he gets to the paint like that, going to the line now.
Taplin at the line. His first attempt is good. He's shooting 71% on the season. Thomas returns for Elo. Miles Carrillo returns for Dominican. Carrillo's going to check back in for the Penguins to join Armstrong, Golston, Haysbert, and the man at the line, Dominique Taplin. Second one on the way is good. 21-16, just under 9:30 here in the first half. Little three-quarter court press by Dominican. They try to trap Owens, who weaves himself around the key. Kicked out Swanson for three. It's no good. Ball ricochets off of Perkins' hands, out of bounds. Penguins will take over.
This Hilo team really attacks the offensive glass. Every shot they miss, they are battling for, and making it tough on the Penguins to grab a defensive rebound.
Armstrong will inbound to Carrillo as the Vulcans have gotten out of that zone and now have gone into man-to-man for about the past 5 minutes. Taplin got ahead of himself and walked. Ball over to the Vulcans. 21-16, Penguins up five, 9 minutes left in the first half. Owens guarded tightly by Armstrong. He gives it off to Perkins. Now it's Brandon Thomas, who's checked back into the ball game. Dribble handoff to Owens, and Armstrong a little too aggressive on that handoff. Bumped Owens as he received the basketball, picked up his first foul.
Yeah, Armstrong's playing really aggressive defense right now. 10 feet away from the three-point line, still guarding well. That time, didn't move his feet quick enough and had to use the arms to foul.
Rodriguez checks in for Swanson and inbounds right in front of us in scores table. Perkins looks to go to work. Lays it off to Diachenko. It's worked its way around to Owens. Finds Rodriguez. Left northern wing, guarded by Golston. Diachenko's going to try himself a deep three, and he knocks it down. Armstrong didn't get out enough and get a hand up, and Diachenko let it fly.
He reminds me of a European type of game. Sending at 6'4", he's got nice range. Long jump shot, but was able to knock it down.
Haysbert with a nice pine from Armstrong, lays it in. 23-19, Penguins up by four. Here's Diachenko once again. Tried to kick out to Perkins on the left northern wing. Couldn't handle the pass. Penguins will take over on possession, and we got immediate timeout. A little bit of sloppy play by the Vulcans, yet they find themselves only down by four.
Yeah, this game is very close, going both ways. Even with those turnovers, the Vulcans have been able to stay close because of their efficiency on offense. They've been able to knock down some jump shots, which is something you really haven't seen this season from them, shooting at a little over 39% from the field per game.
we're seeing early, Vulcans are deep. They're sending out, they've sent out nine guys so far, and even with Brandon Thomas getting into early foul trouble, the senior has not really faced the Vulcans, as Diachenko has contributed well off the bench. So has Swanson. Both have triples from downtown. Haysbert's got himself eight, who's on his way to leading the Penguins again in scoring for this ballgame. Carrillo, four trails him. And on the other side, it's still Campbell and Rodriguez leading the way for the Vulcans of Hawaii Hilo.
Yeah, you can see that Haysbert has the advantage on the offensive side, standing at 6'8", and his speed. There's no one really to check him right now inside. That is why the Penguins are making an emphasis and a point to get the ball inside to him. And he's doing the most of those opportunities. He has 8 points and leading the Penguins right now.
A little bit of the opposite going on this game than their previous game in this Conlin Center against Hawaii Pacific. They're shooting 64%, 9 for 14 from inside the arc, and only 1 for 4 from downtown. As that was not the case against Hawaii Pacific. DU lit it up from downtown, couldn't get anything going inside the arc.
I think it was two minutes into the second half when they got their first two-pointer. That's crazy, you never see that. Not today, at least.
Coach Harris breaks a huddle with Carrillo, Taplin, Golston, Armstrong, and Haysbert. As Carrillo has it, working up near the top of the key, swings it over to Golston. Right southern wing, working on Perkins. Gives it up to Armstrong, who swings it to Taplin. Cross court over to Golston, and he traveled as he was a little bit ahead of himself trying to work on Perkins.
It's a tennis term, but unforced errors are really killing the Penguins right now. Golston had the ball with no one on him, and he travels, takes three steps before he even dribbles. Unforced errors killing him.
They are killing him early. Here's Perkins, picked up his dribble, needs help. Rodriguez comes to get the ball, working on Golston. Gets a screen from Thomas, the top of the key. Tries to get around Armstrong, finds Perkins for an open look at a three. It's long. Golston with a nice rebound for the Penguins. He gives it up to Carrillo, and they'll race back the other way. Looking for Haysbert down low. Goes across to Taplin instead. Pass was deflected. Nice find underneath by Taplin to Haysbert as he was able to lay it in. He's got 10 early for the Penguins.
It's a wonder to me why the Vulcans aren't double-teaming Haysbert. He had a wide-open look once again and finished for two.
Taplin able to hustle down that loose ball and make a nice find to Haysbert. Owens is fouled by Armstrong.
And that defense by Armstrong is harassing them, but too far out, I believe, from the three-point line. He's guarding guys right when they pass half court, and he's picked up two early fouls.
Inbounds goes to Thomas, as Owens will come get the basketball up at the top of the keys, checked by Hayes. Diachenko tries to go to work on Taplin, lost the ball momentarily, able to regain possession and find Rodriguez. Trying to set up a top ball screen with Rodriguez and Thomas as he's trapped and traveled. Good defense there by Taplin.
Both Taplin and Hayes forced him into a trap there where he couldn't get out, so he tried to bunny hop through it and ended up traveling.
Hayes will inbound to Carrillo. Penguins slowing it down this first half. Not many transition buckets. Carrillo will bring it across the timeline. And, oh, risky pass to Taplin as Rodriguez nearly intercepted and got in the passing lane, but it deflected out of bounds. Penguins will still have possession on the southern baseline.
When you see a play like that, like Rodriguez overplaying the outlet pass, that's a perfect time to go backdoor.
Carrillo finds Taplin. They go up top to Hayes. Nice look for Carrillo. Left corner three doesn't fall. Anytime Carrillo's that open, you think to yourself, that could be buckets. Here's Owens. He calls out the set for the Vulcans, and it's another high ball screen by Thomas. Diachenko flashes. They go left corner three to Rodriguez, and he puts it down. 25-22, as the Vulcans are only down three with 5:40 remaining in this first half.
You can't let a team looking for their first win in Pac West play hang in there and stay close the whole game.
Carrillo finds Haysbert right in front of the basket, turns over his left shoulder, puts in a nice left hook shot. He's got 12, lead stretched to five, and Dominican does a nice job to speed up the tempo and force a turnover by the Vulcans. Oh, offensive foul.
Yeah, Carrillo did a nice job setting his feet right outside the circle. Ended up getting the call, easy call for ref.
Bates is going to come in for Haysbert. as Carrillo, Hayes, Taplin, Bates, and Golson will be the five on the floor for the Penguins. Carrillo gets Hayes' screen. They find him in the corner, and he puts it down. Bates with a nice screen to free up Carrillo. He finds Hayes into the corner, and that's going to be butter if he's open. Dyachenko now quickly to Rodriguez, tries it again, way long, air ball. Hayes comes out of the pack, up to Carrillo in the front court, going all the way to the rack, and he goes off the glass and puts it in.
Carrillo's doing it all, both from the assist standpoint and the points right there as he took it right to the defender, finish for two.
Lead up to double figures. It's 32-22, 4:49 remaining. We're going to take a quick break listening to radio.dominican.edu. We will be right back.
Including Al Gore and Madeline Albright, DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio, broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Melba Patillo-Beals is not only the chair emerita of Dominican University's communication?
And we're back from the Conlin Center. Dominican University of California Penguins have a 10-point lead, 32-22, 4:49 left in the first half. As Owens takes the inbound from Perkins, Dyachenko swings it to Perkins, goes inside, tries to go over Bates and the foul. Count the basket as he'll try to go to the stripe and earn a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
That was a good job by the 6'7 forward there. Used a nice quick first step, got to the paint, hung in the air, and drew contact, plus the shot made. So he'll be going to the line for an and-one.
Perkins trying to convert the three-point play, can't. Golson tracks down the rebound. 32-24. Penguins hold an 8-point advantage. Carrillo gets a screen from Bates. They switch it. He entries down low to Bates. Cross-court pass to Hayes. Flips it out to Taplin. Gets inside the defense. Tries to go to the rack, and he's fouled by Dyachenko, trying to go with the left hand.
Again, that's where Taplin can be a special player, is when he's driving to the paint and drawing contact. The dude can jump. He is an absolute spider. He's got hops like I've never seen before for such a guard. And that's exactly what he needs to do right there. Get to the paint, use his jumping ability to draw fouls.
He's got the quickest first step out of anybody on this floor right now. He's at the line, converts on his first attempt. He's 3-for-3 from the stripe tonight.
Which is good to see, because Taplin's having a little bit of a down year from the free throw line. Normally a great free throw shooter, and today he's getting back to that form.
Rattled in and out, halfway down and out, 33-24. And Taplin trying to get that basketball back, quick pressure to Owens in the backcourt. He breaks it over to Rodriguez. And they'll look to Owens to set up the set for the Vulcans. Gets a screen from Thomas. Finds Rodriguez. Cross-court pass to Dyachenko. Deep three from the right corner, and he rattles it home.
His foot looked like it was out of bounds on the sideline, maybe just centimeters away, and he knocks down a deep three.
33-27. 3:47 left in the first half. Carrillo tries to get inside the paint, and he got grabbed. It's going to be a media timeout. 33-27, 3:43 left. Penguins push the lead out to 10. It's back down to 6. And Dyachenko with Rodriguez and Swanson, they're keeping the Vulcans in this game from outside.
Yeah, when doing the research and on paper, where no game is ever played on paper, but on paper this team looks like they can't shoot a lick from behind the arc, but that's what's keeping them in this game. They scored 27 points, and most of it coming from behind the three-point line is what you saw from the last points too.
It's Rodriguez now who leads the Hawaii Hilos Vulcans with 7. On the other side, once again, it's Hayward, who's 5-for-6, 2-for-2 from the line. He's got 12 leading the way and leading all scores for the Dominican Penguins. 13 from 19 from the floor, shooting and on fire, 68%. You got to be happy if you're Coach Harris, getting quality shots. On the other side, only 47% for the Vulcans, but they have gone 5-for-10 from downtown as opposed to 2-for-6 for the Penguins.
Yeah, and that's what's keeping them in the game. A 5-for-10 from the three-point line is the only reason why Hawaii Hilo is in this game, because the Penguins are shooting 68%. Like you said, 13-for-19 from the field is more than respectable. It's very good, and you just wish it was related into a bigger lead.
And the leading scorer, Darnell Williams, has only got one bucket. That was an early three ball. They've done well to contain him. But the bench for the Vulcans has been well, outscoring Dominican 11-2 in bench scoring. Taplin inbounds to Hayes. Quick fire for three. It was short. Owens tracks down the rebound. And he races across, tries to beat Carrillo. Finds Diachenko again for three. It's deep. Battle for the board goes to Hayes. 3:25, Carrillo working on Rodriguez. Out towards the left wing, and he'll dribble up top for the Penguins. Tough pressure from Rodriguez in the second five closely guarded call gone against the Penguins.
That one I don't really understand, because Carrillo was just about to blow by him right there. A little bit quick on the 5-second call by the ref, and Haysbert's giving him some mouth in the right corner.
Rodriguez again was the defender to force a 5-second call on Armstrong. Diachenko trying another three, doesn't fall. He lets it fly at any opportune moment. Can't hit the last 2 3-point attempts. Golson entries down low to Haysbert, rejected by Campbell. It looked like he got all ball, but got a little bit with the body as Haysbert will go to the line.
And they force the ball inside to Haysbert. He is your leading scorer, and they're trying to make an emphasis to get him the ball. Great job by Golson to fit that pass in and threaded the needle over the fronted post from the Vulcans. And because of that, Golson's going to the line for two.
Haysbert connects on the first. And here comes Darnell Williams. He's going to get Diachenko.
Coach might not be happy with all those threes he's been hoisting.
He hit a couple. But the last three attempts, he's been cold. Haysbert calmly hits them both. 35-27, under 3 minutes to go, as Golson and Taplin with a little backcourt pressure for the Penguins. Here's Perkins trying to split the zone, and he was fouled by Taplin. Out on the perimeter, a little too aggressive, and Perkins will inbound on the left baseline.
That's the third reaching foul on the perimeter by the Penguins, not moving their feet well right now.
Fifth team foul against the Penguins. Vulcans have committed seven. It's Campbell up top, swings it over in the right corner to Owens. Guarded by Hayes. Tries to get inside, loss of basketball. Stolen by Carrillo. Goes behind his back twice, trying to lose Owens, who does a nice job staying with him. Haysbert sets a screen. Kicked out in the corner for Hayes. No look pass is deflected by Perkins. Carrillo will run it down. Still 20 ticks left on the shot clock. Works it over to Taplin. Gets a screen from Golston. Had Golston on the roll. Taplin couldn't find him. 10 on the shot clock, and Carrillo is grabbed by Owens, trying to spin his way into the key. It's going to be a one-on-one attempt for Miles Carrillo.
And Carrillo's been doing whatever he wants with Owens on the perimeter. That's the reason why he has 6 assists already. He's getting to the paint and finding open Penguins.
Shooting 72% from the free throw line on the season. His one-on-one attempt rattles out. Campbell's got the board. Here's Darnell Williams. Quickly got lazy with it. Taplin nearly picked his pocket. Picked up his dribble, had to quickly hand off to Campbell, who quickly returned the favor to Williams. Here's Rodriguez. Nearly out to the top of the key, going baseline, can't finish. Taplin's out ahead. This could be fireworks. Does a nice job to lay it in. Gliding pass, Owens. Anytime I think Taplin's in the open, I think he could climb the ladder and throw it down, as Rodriguez tries to get inside into the paint, draws the foul, and will go to the line for two.
You called it there. I thought there were going to be fireworks, but a good job by Williams to hustle back and force Taplin to lay it up. It would have been a huge momentum booster if Taplin was able to throw it down.
He did the smart play, though. Glided right past Owens. Tried to rip it away. Taplin did a nice job to lay it in on the left side of the basket. Here's Rodriguez at the line for two. And his first one rattles home off the front of the rim. And he'll get one more. Second one rattles in and out, and it drops back in. Two free throws kind by the rim in the northern end of the Conlin Center. 37-29, a buck 20 left to go in this first half. Hilo is back into their 2-3 zone. Penguins worked around the perimeter. Carrillo thought about a three. Now finds Hayes, who got two Vulcans in the air. Dumps it down to Taplin, and he goes to the rack strong. And he draws a foul, and he'll go back to the line.
I think the Penguins are doing a very good job with shot selection today. They're getting nice looks inside. They're not settling for threes, which sometimes they're very streaky shooters from outside. So it's nice to see the Penguins attacking the rim, getting to the free throw stripe, and trying to earn themselves some free quick points.
You saw that zone move quickly once Carrillo made a nice shot fake. Hayes got two guys in the air on his shot fake. Was able to set up Taplin, who got to the rack. His first attempt was good. His second one is also pure. With only a minute three left, the lead has climbed to double digits, 39-29. Here's Williams. Weaves around to Rodriguez as the Vulcans are going to look to kill a little clock. Here's Perkins, high post, puts the moves on. Golson can't hit it, too strong off the window. With 40 seconds remaining, Taplin has it, and he'll slowly walk it across the timeline to get one good shot for the Penguins to close out this first half. Hayes swings it to Carrillo. Vulcans into that 2-3 zone. Golson flashes high post. Taplin has it. 10 on the shot clock. Gets a screen from Golson. Hayes rise and fire. Left corner three. It's long. Haysbert on the glass. Penguins can hold for one shot. 10 seconds on the game clock. Down to seven. Carrillo has it. Getting a screen from Haysbert. Down to three. Hayes, left corner three at the buzzer. Pure. It's good. 42-29 as the Penguins played that perfectly.
Great job by Haysbert earning the extra possession. Gave them the opportunity for that last shot to go into the locker room with some momentum.
Penguins lead it by 13, and they closed out that half brilliantly. Were able to get some good shots. And eventually, they started breaking down that 2-3 zone of University of Hawaii Hilo. And I think whenever you have a dominant force like Haysbert who can get you extra opportunities crashing that glass, that really started to wear down the bigs of Campbell and Thomas for the Vulcans.
Yeah, exactly. Haysbert did a good job keeping that play alive. And Hayes in the left corner was not going to miss two open threes in a row. The zone is susceptible to that wide open three, and Hayes made it pay, going to the locker room with a double-digit lead here.
You could still see the net offset from that swish Hayes put down in that left corner. And
coming up here during our halftime extravaganza, we will have an interview with Patrick Davis, who's just starting to take the radio class. Sports broadcasting might be something he wants to do in his future, so we'll begin to talk to him in about 2 minutes, so stay tuned for that here at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Mike Temple, Alex Schwann, my partner. We'll be back shortly for this game.
Did you know that Edge Hill Mansion was constructed in 1887 and was named for its beautiful hilltop location overlooking the valley due to structural concerns?
Learning Lab at Dominican University of California, the Penguin Press Pass.
And you know it's all about that Penguin Press Pass. So if you have not tuned in, tune in on Fridays from 12:30 to 1 o'clock.
Real students, real news. Your weekly source of news, information, and opinions by the DJs of radio.dominican.edu.
Hello and welcome here at the Everson.
And we are back from the Collin Center in San Rafael. Mike Temple alongside Alex Schwann on the call today here at radio.dominican.edu. And we are honored to have a special guest here with us listening in and now going to do an interview for us, Patrick Davis. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Patrick.
All right. Well, I'm a sophomore here at Dominican, and I'm on the men's soccer team. And this semester, I actually decided to take Radio 1, which is a pretty famous course for Dominican communications majors. So I decided why not try it and then see where I go from there. And I'm here today because I really love watching basketball and commenting on that. So I'm just trying to learn the ropes.
And that's exactly what we want to hear from sophomore Patrick Davis. He's taking Radio 1, which is a course taught by the ever so famous Stuart Horn. And what are your, you've only had, I think, one, have you had one meeting?
One class, yeah.
What was your first impact of Stu in that first meeting?
Impact that Stu had?
Well, yeah. Impression. Impression was the better word. It starts with an I and confuses me. First impression of Stu from only one meeting in Radio 1.
I think I could just tell he was really excited for everybody, and he really takes pride in that class that he teaches. So I think it's going to be a good semester for everybody in the class, just because it helps you explore what you really want to do, and helps you find your voice as well.
Yeah,
so
there you go. And college is all about experiments. So we'll get back to you a little bit here. Patrick Davis, sophomore, plays on the soccer team. Do you have an interest in sports broadcast? You say you like watching basketball. Do you have an interest? Maybe that's something you want to do?
In the future, I'm not sure, but the radio definitely interests me. So we'll see. I'm just doing this for fun right now.
Yeah, and then did he talk to you guys about having your own radio show?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Do you have any, like, interests or any ideas of what avenue you're going to go down for your radio show?
Yeah, I'm probably going to head down the road for music and see if I can maybe get a show that revolves around maybe three different types of genres, like rock, rap, and reggae. So
that sounds interesting. That's going to be Patrick Davis. Make sure you stay tuned at radio.dominican.edu to listen for his show. And you said you play on the soccer team, which is a fall sport, so it's currently over. What were your thoughts on the season this year as a whole?
I thought we could have done a little bit better, but we fell under 500, and that's kind of disappointing. But there's always next year, and we're working a lot harder during the spring, so I think next year is when we're going to get results.
So are you guys working out currently right now, like unofficially just doing practices, get together, weight
rooms?
Yeah, a
couple captain practices, and we have some workout groups that we're going to start doing in a couple weeks, so it's going to start pretty soon here.
And soccer is one of the sports that the Penguins do broadcast live at radio.dominican.edu, so tune in next fall to hear Patrick Davis both on the radio and playing in games as a soccer player. What position do you play?
I'm a midfielder.
You're a midfielder, and we got Chili dancing in front of us. It almost threw you off there, but
yeah.
Good job staying composed here. First time on the radio, and he's already sounding like a champ. You were watching that first half of the Hilo game, Hilo versus Dominican right now, up 42-29. What did you see from that first half? You get a different eyes than me and Swanee here.
Well, I was seeing a lot of pressure from Hilo, but at the same time, I think the Penguins can really, if they stay composed and they just play the game that they know how to play, then there's no problem in winning. We already have them up by 10, so, or up by 13, so we're good.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. The Penguins should have this game in hand if they play up to their potential and just play decently and don't really give turnovers and throw away this game. One more thing, have you come to any other basketball games here
yet
before this
couple,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple ones. What's one thing that you've seen from the Penguins team that really impresses you?
I would say the teamwork. Looks like all the teammates are able to connect with each other, and there's no problem with the way, I guess, the flow of the game goes. When no matter who's on the court at the same time, everyone can work together. I think that's pretty special.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more there, Patrick Davis. Make sure you stay tuned, listeners, for his music show, which will be coming up shortly. In maybe about 2 or 3 weeks, you guys will get set up and started with that music show. So Patrick Davis, sophomore, plays soccer, so stay tuned. You're going to hear a lot more from him coming up in a few weeks. It's nice having you on, Patrick Davis.
Thank you. Go Penguins.
Per second wastes 3,000 gallons of water each year. And leaky toilets can waste up to 200 gallons per day. That's the equivalent of flushing the toilet 50 times for no reason. So turn off the tap and repair that faucet and toilet. By making these small changes, you'll be well on your way to saving water today.
Is patrolled 24 hours a day, including weekends and holidays, by the Barbier Security Group. This means...
Hello, listeners. We are back in the Collins Center, also known as the Icebox, for the second half of action between the Hilo Vulcans and the University of Dominican California Penguins. Second half getting just about ready to tip off. We had Patrick Davis on for that interview. Make sure you stay tuned to his work on the music show and also on the soccer field next fall. Definitely a standout student and athlete here at Dominican. Now Swanee on the color, Mike Temple on the play-by-play as Hilo will be taking it out, going towards the southern end of the Collins Center. Should be a dandy of a second half.
Should be, partner.
Ball inbounded to Derek Owens. He's been the primary ball handler for the Vulcans. They give it off to the left wing. Now it's Darnell Williams. He can't see over Taplin, so he gives it off to Rodriguez on the right wing. Swung around the right wing still now. Baseball pass to the left wing. Derek Owens for a three. Banks off the rim. Rebound goes towards Williams. The point guard gets the board. Hands it off inside to Thomas. Thomas goes up for two but misses.
Couple good looks for the Vulcans down low. Haysbert, way to stand tall to not let him get that easy bucket.
And Haysbert ended up with the rebound and he pushed up to Correa. Now Matt Hayes has it in the left corner. Fakes the three. Gets a wide open two-point shot. Rims in and out. Correa chases down the rebound in the right corner. Fight for the ball. Rodriguez got on the floor, but Carrillo strong enough to make it go off Rodriguez.
You saw Hayes in that left corner give the shot fake, and Campbell flew right by him trying to block his shot. Hayes can do whatever he wants now. He's got the Vulcans' respect from downtown.
And that's what a good shooter will do. They'll make the adjustments and take that pump fake because you'll get almost every defender up in the air. Good call, Swanee. Taplin has it on the left wing. Now Golson in the left corner. Over the head pass to Hayes up top. Hayes swings over to Creo. Creo back to Hayes. Swung around the perimeter now. Left wing, Taplin. Baseball pass across court to Creo for a wide open three from the wing, and he knocks it down.
Rodriguez way too slow on the rotation out to try to get in front of Creo to contest that shot. Couldn't do it.
Penguins open up the scoring in the second half with a three from Creo. 45-29. Vulcans come back the other way. Darnell Williams pump fakes, gets it from the right wing, and finishes for two.
About time you start hearing from Darnell Williams.
He is one of their top scorers, and you expect him to get on the board, and that's what he did right there. Carrillo dribbles the ball down the right wing, gets it inside to Haysbert. Pump fake, goes up for two, and gets hacked on the arm.
The Vulcans don't have an answer for Haysbert. Campbell or Thomas simply cannot guard him one-on-one, especially down low. They're going to have to double him if they're going to try to stay in this ball game.
Yeah, Haysbert has been a force inside, and he's going to the line once again. The first one is rattled home. Shooting much better from the line today than he did last game against HPU, where he was splitting almost every time he went to the line for two. Tonight, not that way, as he knocks down both of them.
Penguins is a team knocking down the free throws tonight.
And that's nice to see. They're making their adjustments from the line, which is important in close games. Williams has the ball on the right wing. 47-31, he trails. He drives. Nice behind the back dish. Gets it to Campbell. Campbell goes up, but it's rejected. Penguins come the other way. Golson has friends, gives it off to Carrillo. Carrillo alley-oop to Golson. Hey-o, and he finished for the dunk.
Oh, that was a beautiful feed to Golson for the jam.
And coming back the other way, not so impressive. Williams with a wide-open jumper. I'm still on the Carrillo to Golson dime.
How about that swat from Haysbert, too? Just completely cupped it.
All around, great play by the Penguins. Coming back the other way, Taplin shoots it. Air balls, rebound by Haysbert. Haysbert goes up for two and finishes.
Dominating down low.
I can't keep up as William attacks the other side. He gets to the line because of a blocking foul by Haysbert there, and he made the shot.
And one for Williams. There's something that the audience did not get to see, as Darnell Williams made one of the most spectacular passes I've seen, wrapped around the back to Campbell, but Haysbert was able to get the block, but Williams is starting to turn it up in the second half.
Yeah, he is. You can definitely see that, as right now he's operating through the offense is operating through him, and the free throw going for the three-point play is missed, and a fight for the rebound. Loose ball ends up out of bounds. Penguins ball. Hayes inbounds it to Carrillo. Carrillo in no rush as he's dribbling it through his legs. Little style points here. The point guard gives it off to the left wing, Taplin. Now up top to Hayes. Golson for a three, wants it but doesn't take it. He's got the much smaller Williams guarding him. Swings it across court to Taplin. Taplin back to Golson. Nice ball movement. Carrillo finds himself open for the wide open three from the right corner. Knocks it down again.
Penguins are clicking on all cylinders. First it was Carrillo with the lob to Golson for the alley. Golson returns a favor for Carrillo for the triple.
And the energy is lifting here in the Collins Center. 54-35 Penguins lead, looking to stop that four-game losing streak. Williams has the ball again on the right wing. He dribbles, goes up for a shot, misses. Haysbert with the rebound. Taplin looking to run. He's got Golson and Hayes, but doesn't give it to him. He drives the paint, pulls it back out. Carrillo has it. No one stops. Ball gets inside. Haysbert now has it. Haysbert inside. Hangs, gets touched, but no foul called. Misses the jump shot.
You got it, partner. He got hacked on the way down on his elbow.
Williams has the ball, looking to push. Gets to the left corner where Rodriguez has a three, and he knocks it down. Big three for the Vulcans there, pushing them to 38 points. 54-38, 16-42 left in the game. Carrillo has it. He races up court. Pulls it back out. They're in no rush with a big lead here. Taplin has it on the left wing. Looking to get the ball to Haysbert. To no avail, as Thomas was fronting the post. Carrillo has it now on the right wing. He gets to the free throw line. Pullback jumper. Beautiful shot as it swished.
Carrillo hasn't even hit rim on his two J's. Nothing but nylon.
Good finish by the point guard there. Williams dribbles himself into a trap by Hayes and Haysbert. Tipped ball, but ends up back in Williams' hands. He has it on the right wing. He's looking for someone, can't find anyone. Ball up top now to Owens. Swung back to Williams in the right corner. Makes a nice left move, goes to the right, hangs for the jumper and off the right side of the rim.
Good contest by Carrillo to get a hand up in front of Williams' jumper.
Rebound by Taplin, 56-38, 15 minutes left, 15:50 left in the second half. Like we said, Penguins looking to end that skid, four-game skid here, and move their PacWest record to 6-5. Taplin has it on the right wing. He picks up his dribble. Carrillo comes to help. Also on the right wing, he dribbles back up top, using a high pick and roll from Haysbert. Carrillo gets to the hole, ooh, but rejected by the big man inside, Dominique Campbell.
Did a nice job to knife his way through the teeth of the defense. Just couldn't get by the last line of defense. Campbell punched it away with his left hand.
Campbell very big inside, and he has leaps outside this gym. Good job inside protecting the hoop. 4 seconds left on the shot clock when we resume out of this media timeout. 56-38, 15 minutes and 28 seconds left in the game. What are you seeing early on in the second half?
I was going to say, how about the start to the second half? Penguins have been on fire. Their offense is so fluent. They've been making great stops, getting transition points, and I think that's when they're at their best. I think they're a better transition team than half-court team, and we saw how fluent the offense flowed when they can get out and run a little bit.
That is a very good point. I also agree with that statement, saying that Dominican is a much better team when they're on the run and getting out in transition, which is one of the most spectacular plays we've seen all year in the Collins Center. The Golson to Carrillo to Golson alley-oop play. Beautifully executed, nicely flushed down. The momentum was all on the Penguins' side.
The beautiful give-and-go alley-oop. That will stand as one of the top plays in this Collins Center for this season. My top favorite was the Taplin throwdown against the Point Loma guard in transition. That was nasty.
When he tomahawk chopped him down. Oh, man, that was a great call by you. I also agree with that play. That play was up there. Both of these
this
plays.
This one was spectacular, yeah. Too, though.
I feel like we just like dunks here. You know,
I love it.
We're just a dunking team, and that's what I like to see. Inbounding the ball is going to be Hayes. Oh, and an alley-oop on cue, but he misses the layup.
Oh, beautiful play drawn up by Coach Harris out of the timeout. They had Golson open for the lob.
And a press in the backcourt by Golson and Carrillo forces the turnover from the Vulcans, so the Penguins will have another chance. I almost had the beautiful call there of on cue. Just didn't happen as Golson went up for the dunk, adjusted for the layup because he was too far, but couldn't finish. Carrillo now has off the inbound play. Swings it to the left wing where Taplin has it. Now up top, Hayes to the right corner, Bates. Just entered in the game. Swings over to Hayes now. A lot of movement around the perimeter. Taplin on the left wing. Taplin gets inside. Nice move, and it rolls in.
Nobody can stay with Taplin one-on-one, especially not Diachenko. He was able to burn him on the blow by to the bucket.
And an off-ball foul as Bates was going for a rebound. And Swanson's going to pick it up, his second foul, so the Penguins will get the ball again.
Vulcans better be careful. It leads up to 20. They don't want this game to let get away from them.
And a very good point. This lead has mysteriously swollen to 20. It really just came out of nowhere. This game seemed close to start the second half, but the Penguins are really imposing their will. Inbounds play goes to Bates. Nice up and under move, and he finishes for two.
Left Perkins in the dust. Nice left hand by Johnny Bates underneath.
Penguins clicking on all cylinders here with 14:50 left in the game. 60-38 lead. Rodriguez has the ball. He knifes, gets to the paint. Swings over to Dychenko for a three in the left corner. That one's missed. Taplin with a nice rebound. Taplin wants to push, but notices the score is 60-38, so he slows it down. Bates has it way outside the three-point line. He's like, what do I have the ball for? Gives it over to Carrillo, and Carrillo finishes for two.
Nobody came over to help. Basketball. Carrillo goes all the way to the 10, lays it in.
Rodriguez tries to come the other way quickly to no avail as Carrillo cut him off. Dychenko has on the right wing. Penguins running there 1-3-1. Ball finds itself inside of Swanson, and he goes up for two, but gets fouled and misses the shot.
That was a nice off-ball screen to free Swanson to get a nice flash cut underneath on the right block. Good play there by the Vulcans.
With the score 62-38, the Penguins have already exceeded their point total from the last two times these teams met earlier in January, where they only scored 56 points. With 14 minutes left in the second half, they're already at 62.
They're well on their way. They'll probably touch over 80 tonight.
That's what we're hoping for, that they keep the offensive prowess up right now, as Swanson knocks down his first free throw. The 6'2 senior guard from Vancouver, Washington. The second free throw is also true. Both nothing but net. 62-40. Penguins up 22 here. And a full court trap press by the Vulcans is broken easily by Golson. Swung it over to Schwartz. Emerson on the right corner. Ball now with Carrillo, who's had his will with any defender from the Vulcans. He dribbles out. In no rush here, up 22. Carrillo nicely gets to the paint, swings it over Schwartz Emerson, one of the best shooters on the team, just misses the three, rebound Carrillo. Carrillo pulls it out, gets it up top to Schwartz Emerson, now to the freshman Armstrong, inside to Golson, and he finishes for two.
That was a very poised play by Armstrong. Made a nice ball fake, had a nice entry pass down to Golson, able to finish.
Rodriguez now brings it up, swings it over to Williams. Williams had a good start to the second half, but has been quieted lately. Ball finds itself over in the left corner to Rodriguez. He drives and gets fouled. Before the shot, that's going to be a on-the-ground foul, the third team foul for the Penguins. Second personal foul on Tap. No, they're going to call that one on Bates. Sorry about that. Second personal foul on Bates. On the inbounds play, Perkins finds it up top. He dribbles all the way inside, no stopping the ball, and he settles for an easy two-point shot.
Unorthodox hop step in the lane. Almost looked like he got away with the travel.
Carrillo brings it up, dribbling towards the right wing. Like we've said, all second half, Carrillo has done whatever he wants. He has it at the free throw line, swings over to Bates for a three. Bates knocks it down. Everyone getting in the action here.
Everything going down for the Penguins right now. It's got to feel good. Carrillo setting up everybody.
Johnny Bates from the right wing knocks it down, flashes a little smile for the home crowd here in the Collins Center. Coming back the other way, Williams goes up for two, hangs and nicely finishes with the contact and one by Williams.
He's quick. He's 5'11 guard from Hilltop, Washington. He's got a quick first step just like Taplin.
And he did a good job hanging in the air and also drawing contact but also finishing, which is hard for some players to do. Even at 5'11, he shows his strength and finishes for two, going to the line for one more. And his free throw is up and good. Three-point play completed, 67-45. Penguins lead, 12:54 left in the second half. The freshman Armstrong brings it up on the right wing. Really a no rush this whole game. Go to the left wing now. No movement right now. Armstrong still has it. Screen from Carrillo. Armstrong gets to the hoop. Nicely done. Finishes for two.
He had Bates underneath. Quickly faked it to him. Nice poised jump stop. Laid it in.
Rodriguez comes the other way and loose ball as he goes up for a shot. Carrillo looks to run. Has Golson. Alley-oop! And he finishes for a layup.
Oh, my. Carrillo's putting on a clinic in this second half. Great pass to Golson on the break.
Coming back the other way, Perkins has it in the left corner. Dribbles behind his back, picks up his dribble, gives it to Williams. Williams for three from the left wing off the back rim. Golson with the rebound. And again, they look to run. Armstrong not slowing things down. He has Bates on the left wing, doesn't see him until he drives, hangs for a shot, and he's going to the line.
Armstrong, the freshman, putting his head down, just like Boscarino did in our previous game, going to the rack hard.
And just like you said right there, the women won their first game at home this year by 10 points over the Vulcans, and they made a good push towards sixth place in the Pac-West standings. Key game for them to beat a nice team. Great all-around effort. That's what we're seeing from the men right here. Up 71-45, Armstrong's going to line for two. And the freshman's first free throw is clanked off the back iron. It's going to be a good opportunity for some players to see some minutes they might not get in other games. Coming in for the Penguins is going to be Josh Ramirez, also a freshman standing at 6'6 from Chino Valley. And Taplin will also be coming in, taking the place of Bates and Golson, Carrillo. And the second free throw by Armstrong is knocked down. And the Penguins not relinquishing the pressure as they have full court press man-to-man in the backcourt. Vulcans break it. Williams has it on the left wing. Now ball up top with Joey Rodriguez. Back over to the left wing where Williams has it. He's looking inside, can't find anything. Good defense by the Penguins playing a nice 1-3-1 right now. Williams has it on the left wing again. He dribbles, isolates himself against the zone. Nice take, and the spin move finishes off the glass for two.
Lightning quick spin move. Was able to blow by Ramirez on his way to the bucket. Nice finish with the left hand.
The zone is supposed to stop penetration, but right there it did not do any difference to Williams as he got to the bucket for two. Armstrong has the ball up top, gives over to Taplin on the right wing. Taplin now up to Haysbert. Haysbert swings over the left corner where Armstrong has it. Ramirez now at the free throw line. Swings over Schwartz-Emmonson in the right corner for three, and another one knocked down. Schwartz-Emmonson says, I want a three.
Penguin ball movement in the second half has been outstanding. Hayes, Carrillo, Schwartz-Emmonson all getting in on the action from downtown.
The other way, Josh Rodriguez. Rodriguez has it on the right wing. His pass is errant. Chased down, though, right before the half-court line is Owens. Swung over back to Rodriguez in the left corner. Good defense by Ramirez, but on the dribble, he's not going to get called for a block. He's going to get called for a block there.
As he progresses throughout his career, he'll learn that you can have a little bit of contact with the body, but once you start putting your hands on defenders, they're going to immediately call that foul.
In limited minutes, Josh Ramirez has already picked up his third foul. Like you said, he's not moving his feet as well. That's why he's using the arms. And the speed of Williams and Rodriguez will do that to you. You got to make sure you're moving your feet to stay with them.
I agree with you, partner, and it's tough. Because is how quick with Rodriguez and Williams being, it's hard. You're going to have to rely on your help defense. Sometimes you want to dial in and don't want to get beat off the dribble. But sometimes you just got to force them one way and rely on your help.
And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Penguins up right now big with 10 minutes and 48 seconds left in the half, 75-47. This broadcast is brought to you by our athletic director Brandon Leinbach, our communications department chair, Brad Van Alstyne, and our faculty advisor, Stu Horn. We've got a great crew here providing you with the radio that is doing basketball. Swanee to my left. It's been a great ride. 75-47, just the box score for you guys here with 10 minutes and 48 seconds left in the second half. Leading scorer for the Vulcans is, of course, Darnell Williams. He has 14, and Rodriguez coming in second with 12. For the Penguins, they've done a very good job of spreading the wealth. Haysbert has 18, Carrillo has 16, but with 12 assists, so already with a double-double. Taplin has 11 points, 3 assists. Moving the ball very well, 21 assists already.
Carrillo's just been taking over this ball game. Outstanding play from him tonight.
You couldn't have said it better yourself. Carrillo, the senior leader, is doing whatever he wants with the Vulcan defense, and it showed off as he has 16 points, 12 assists, 2 boards. Inbounding the ball is going to be Williams on the southern end of the Collins Center. He gets it out to Owens. Owens has the ball swung over to Williams on the left wing. That 1-3 zone forcing Williams to shoot from outside. In and out. Rebound tap. Taplin swings it up top. Now to Armstrong. Armstrong has Rodriguez way out on him by half court. They're forcing him to go left. He picks up his dribble. Taplin now has it on the left wing. No rush. 19 on the shot clock. Taplin still has it up top. Armstrong now on the right wing. Ramirez on the right wing. Keep getting them mixed up. They're both freshmen. They like the same height. Armstrong on the right wing. He drives and gets fouled.
Before
the shot.
You saw the exact opposite of what happened to Armstrong on the defensive end happened to Rodriguez. He puts his hands on Armstrong on the drive. There's the touch foul called. A hand check.
Schwartz-Emmonson inbounding it as the Vulcans have 4 team fouls. Armstrong has it, uses the pick from Haysbert. He rises, goes up for 2, but it's blocked. Ends up getting the ball anyway. Swung out to Schwartz-Emmonson for 3. Knock it down. Again, the 3-pointer for the Penguins. Really lifting the momentum here. Williams tries to come back quickly, and he gets fouled as he hung in the air. Going to the line for 2.
Owens couldn't get out quick enough on Christopher Schwartz-Emmonson's 3. And I'll tell you, him and Matt Hayes have some of the prettiest strokes I've seen. And on the other end, Williams comes racing back like a blur. Haysbert thought he got a piece of it. Instead, got a little bit of the wrist.
And with that 3, the Penguins are definitely shooting the 3-pointer well. 6 of 12 now from behind the arc. Very good shooting all around, in fact, as they're shooting 65% from the field on the game. Just great all-around offense.
They've turned it up in the second half, that's for sure.
Williams goes the line for 2, and he knocks down the first one. His second attempt rims out, goes towards the left, and Taplin chases it down. Taplin doing a very good job on the boards. He is one of the better rebounders on this team already with 8. Armstrong brings it up. Gives it off to the right wing where Tap has it. Now Haysbert at the free throw line. Gives it over to Armstrong. Armstrong inside to Haysbert. Haysbert going to work with a righty hook. Misses. Fights for the own rebound. He hangs up and gets it. He goes back up. Just off the board, fighting for another rebound. Loose ball, and Williams ends up with it in the right corner.
I thought Haysbert got hacked multiple times down there. Big man did a good job to battle.
Coming back the other way, Williams has it. Swung over on the perimeter to the right wing, where Swanson has it for 3, and he knocks it down.
Swanson's had himself a nice little game tonight. A couple threes. That was a tough shot over Haysbert's outstretched arms.
78-51. Just a little bit over 9 minutes left in this game. Penguins looking to get that sixth Pac West win and move over 500 in conference play. Ball inside to Ramirez. Spins around, passes it to Taplin. Taplin with a push off, doesn't get called, finishes off the glass for two.
Williams looking at the referee like there's a little push off, but you got to play on. Taplin did just that. He put it in off the window.
Swanson coming another way with a heat check, and he misses the quick three. Rebound to Schwartz Evanston. Gives it off to Armstrong. Armstrong blows by Swanson, behind the back to Haysbert. Wide open 10-foot jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound to Swanson. Swanson looks to push, gets it up to Owens on the left wing. Nice pass inside to Thomas, and Thomas finishes for two.
Brandon Thomas doing a nice job of running the floor, beating the big man Haysbert back.
80-53, 8 minutes and 15 seconds left in this game. In a pivotal must-win game is what we talked about, and they're doing just that. They're winning the game. Got to finish it out here in the last 8 minutes. Armstrong goes up for a shot, blocked. Ball goes towards the Vulcans. Vulcans look to push. Williams on the left corner three. He misses. Clanks off the iron. Rebound Penguins. They look to push. Ramirez runs the court. And a beautiful reverse finish with a left hand. Nice job by the freshman Ramirez finishing for two.
Up and under with the left hand. That's not easy.
Coming back the other way. Williams has an opportunity for three. Doesn't take it this time. Gets inside to Swanson. Outside to Swanson. Swanson drives inside. Misses the floater. Rebound Armstrong.
Ramirez doing a nice job on the boards and what body control on that layup.
Armstrong has it. You talked about right there the body control of the nice reverse finish with the left hand, of course. Ramirez comes back running the court well. Armstrong has it, throws it inside, turnover. Vulcans look to push and they get fouled on the fast break. 7 minutes, 19 seconds left in the game. 82-53, Penguins up big here in the Collins Center, and we have another media timeout. And we got a little bit of chatter here from Williams, the team leader for the Vulcans. He's giving the ref some hard time here. Just something I noticed here that maybe the listeners want to hear.
I think he's talking about that push-off that he thought Taplin got him up around the chops when he went Tony Parker style. Nice floater off the window.
Yeah, I talked about that. I thought I saw a push-off, but of course, that's not going to get called every time. And like you said, you got to be strong enough to come back and force the tough shot. He didn't do that. He complained instead, and it was a wide-open bank shot available for Taplin. Was it Taplin? Yeah, for Taplin.
You always got to play on. Taplin's a bigger guard anyways. Basketball has a lot of contact in it. You got to take some and let the referees handle their job. You got to handle your job on the floor.
Looking forward to our next game, which will be Saturday the 25th against Chaminade. Another rematch for the Penguins. They lost that one earlier in the season, 75-65, so a little bit of revenge. And a team that's ahead of them in the standings right now, third, so it's going to be a key pivotal game coming up Saturday. Make sure you come out or listen at radio.dominican.edu for that one. And that will end the quick three-game homestand for the Penguins and PacWest play.
That's going to be huge. That game is going to be vital to see if the Penguins can not only get two out of three at home, but climb just that much closer and try to earn, after hopefully this win, their eighth PacWest Conference victory.
And before we resumed the media timeout, we had a foul, which will send the Vulcans to the line for the 1-1 because that is the seventh team foul for the Penguins. And going to the line is number 32, Dom Campbell, the 6'6 junior from Apple Valley. His free throw is rattled in. Really a line drive shot, but he knocks it down.
Doesn't have the nicest of J's, but I'll tell you, he's done his work on the defensive end. Three blocks, all of them have been emphatically. He hasn't shown any quit.
Campbell going up for the free throw. That one clanks off the iron. Bates with the rebound. Gives it to Hayes, and Hayes off to Carrillo. Carrillo now on the left wing. Now Russell Davis, the freshman, getting some playing time as he has the ball. Ball finds Hayes up top. Hayes tries to dribble on the right wing. Gets picked, but gets the ball back. Trapped in the corner. Davis now has in the right wing. Up to Bates. Bates fakes the three. He knocked one down earlier, but doesn't have the opportunity to shoot that time. Carrillo has it, 10 on the shot clock on the right wing. He dribbles back. Nice move just off the front iron. It seems like everything's going down except for that one for Carrillo.
Oh, he wanted that. That was a great step back jumper for three. Oh, and a nice defensive play.
Carrillo steals the ball, looking to push. He's got friends. Golson, Davis gives it to Golson, but a wild throw. Turnover for Carrillo. Oh, no, they're going to say they tipped it. I did not see the tip, but thankfully it was tipped. You know, I should have known that was going to be tipped because Carrillo is such an efficient and great passer.
He just doesn't make that mistake.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't like him, so should have known that was tipped. Anyways, ball ends up out of bounds, so it's going to be Penguins ball. Davis has it on the inbound play. Up top to Carrillo. In no rush, 24 on the shot clock. Gets to the lane, swings out to Golson for a three from the corner. That one misses, but Davis with a nice rebound. Goes up, pump fake, beautiful finish, but he just missed it. I thought that one was down.
That was a good move by the freshman Davis, using the up fake to get the shot blocker Thomas in the air.
Russell Davis, the 6'2 freshman from Bishop O'Dowd. And just a little background for Bishop O'Dowd, my high school rival. They're a very good basketball program. They breed nationally ranked players. So, you know, Russell Davis has the competition of a great high school program.
And he just went off the window for his first free throw.
You know, you don't really care how they come, but as a freshman, but that's a beautiful, beautiful bank shot, I guess, on a free throw. He knocks it down, pushes the lead to 83-54. And the second one, off the bank again. Maybe that's his style, because he knocks down both of them off the bank.
Oh, my goodness. If that is his style, it's working. He goes 2 for 2, but everything's working for the Penguins tonight.
Yeah, maybe that's just luck, but you got to like what you see as he knocks both of them down. Coming back the other way, Diachenko for a wide-open three. He knocks it down, 84-57. Hayes has it on the right wing. He tries to cross him over, bounces it off the shoe of himself, it looked like, and it's going to go out of bounds. Hilo ball.
That was good pressure there out on the perimeter by Owens to force the turnover.
Penguins having fun here, 84-57, 5 minutes and 59 seconds left in this PacWest game, looking to stop the four-game halt that they've been on. Coming back the other way, Owens has it to the right wing, now Perkins. Perkins up top to Swanson. Swanson over to Rodriguez, nice dribble behind the back, gets to the rack and gets fouled in the air by Hayes.
Hayes cuffed that and got all ball on the block. These referees have been calling a lot of fouls with the contact with the body.
Yeah, he definitely didn't get any arm on that foul. That was all, I guess they're going to say a bump before the shot, but they're going to call a continuation as he was going up for two shots now from the line. Knocks down the first one. This is Joey Rodriguez, 6 foot junior from Cotati, California, went to Casa Grande. At the line for a second shot. That one knocks down. Hits both of the free throws, pushing the score to 84-59. Inbounds play goes to Davis, and it's going to be out of bounds. A turnover in the backcourt, Vulcan ball.
Good pressure by the Vulcans in the backcourt, starting to set up their full court pressure, speed up the pace a little bit.
Even though you're up big, you don't want to see sloppy play if you're Coach Booker T. Harris here late in the game. Only 5 minutes left. You want to end it on a high note, going with some morale towards the next game against Chaminade.
And there's Davis. Couldn't handle the pass, committed the turnover, working his tail off on the defensive end, almost got the ball back for his team.
Rodriguez has it up top, trying to use a screen from Perkins, but doesn't get it. Now he gets it. He gets all the way to the rack and goes up for a shot, but Bates rejects it, gets a little bit of arm, and Rodriguez will be going back to the line for two.
Vulcan still trying to attack the tin hard. Johnny Bates once again getting a lot of ball, but contact with the body.
Rodriguez, we just saw him go to the line for two. He'll be taking another pair from the line here. Ninth team foul for the Penguins, so the next one will be the double bonus. First free throw is true by the 175-pound guard from Cotati. Second free throw up and good, also knocks down a pair again. 84-61, Penguins lead. 5 minutes and 22 seconds left of play. Carrillo has it. Good backcourt press by Rodriguez. But Carrillo breaks as he's crossed the timeline. Uses a screen from Golson up top. Carrillo has it on the right elbow, now at the right block. Dribbles back out to the right corner. No rush. Bates has it on the right wing behind the three-point line. Swung around the perimeter to Golson. Golson fakes the handoff. Hangs in the air but passes. Turnover coming the other way. Owens. Owens alley-oop to, whoa, Perkins just caught it. Didn't even want to try for the dunk. Around the back pass to Owens. A little bit of Harlem Globetrotter work around here, and he finishes for two. I didn't know what was going on, but they finished for two anyway.
Owens tried to throw an out-of-the-sky lob for Perkins. He did just a great job to catch it. Then he went behind the back to Owens, who laid it in. Crazy possession.
Carrillo has it dribbling around four defenders. No foul call. It looked like his arm was grabbed. Bates has a steal anyway. Matt Hayes has it on the right wing. This play is getting sloppy, and Coach Booker T. Harris sees that. He's going to call a timeout.
Getting crazy right now.
I mean, crazy. One thing I like to see is consistency in both the refs and the teams. The refs aren't calling fouls for the Penguins, but they're calling them the other way for the Vulcans. I mean, you see right there, Carrillo gets to the rack. His arm is completely grabbed. That's why he threw it away, but no foul called. Coming back the other way, Bates gets a steal at half court. I don't even know why the guy threw it to Bates. Just a funky possession there.
You saw one of the assistant coaches, Rich Mendoza, come out and talk to the referee and saying Carrillo got grabbed. You were right. Carrillo did get grabbed, and that was the reason for the turnover. But Bates did a nice job to get the basketball back for the Penguins. But sometimes you see in a lopsided game, the referees tend to start favoring the team that has been down big, and they're more generous to giving them the calls. It shouldn't be like that, but in the end, you're right, Carrillo did get grabbed.
And Carrillo's having an all-around great game, been an impact player for this Penguin team. 16 points, 12 assists, and just a little stat for you here, he's second in the Pac West in assist-to-turnover ratio with just over 3 assists per every turnover, and he's doing a great job of that today. On the inbound play in the northern end of the Collins Center will be the Penguins inbounding it. Armstrong inbounds it to Haysbert in the right corner. Swung up to Ramirez. Ramirez over to Armstrong on the left wing. Armstrong dribbles to his right. Doesn't like going to his left. Gets to the right. Goes over to Ramirez. Ramirez has on the right wing. Inside to Taplin. Nice cut. Taplin hangs and fires. Finishes for two and the foul.
Owens tried to jump the passing lane. Taplin went immediate backdoor cut and the foul.
Taplin attacks the rim like no other. Hangs in the air. Finishes for two. Very good free throw shooter. Hopefully he can finish three the hard way. And he doesn't, as it rims in and out. Taplin, like we've said all year, having a little down year from the line. Usually a great free throw shooter. Not so much this year. Look for him to get that turned around in the second half of the season. And the Penguins are going to foul as the Vulcans fast break towards the other way. And it's going to be, guess who? Rodriguez is going to the line for another two.
It's kind of a little shot in the dark. He attacks the rim hard. 4:06 remaining. Still showing some fight. Got to give him credit.
He's made five of his last five. 86-64, 4 minutes and 6 seconds left in this one. Penguins well on their way to moving over 500 in Pac West play. Knocks down another one. 86-65. And my partner Swanee just commented on the pizza that was just walked by the workers here. It did smell good. And after every game, this Penguins team gets the leftover pizza. They're lucky guys. They never give us any, but that's a debate for another day. It did smell good. You're right on that. And coming the other way, it's going to be knocked out of bounds by a Vulcan, so it's going to remain Penguin ball. We're going to have a media timeout. 3 minutes and 53 seconds left. Stay tuned for this game. And for the next broadcast, which is Saturday, we have both a men's and women's game against Chaminade. 5:30 women's, 7:30 men's. Preview that for us a little bit.
I want to look into that. Chaminade, second in this PacWest Conference in the standings, 8-1, 11-6 overall. And Dominican had to go up to Hawaii, and they faced Chaminade. Chaminade got the better of them by 10. And this isn't a win where you can look at and say, we played our best basketball. Yes, Dominican had an outstanding second half, was able to really get going on the scoreboard, but you're going to face a Chaminade team that's coming in very, very hot and is dangerous to not only compete for a PacWest championship, but to get themselves into the NCAA tournament. So when you have that type of caliber team coming in, after you play well and blow out a team like University of Hawaii Hilo, you got to be on your toes and ready for that battle.
Yeah, and that Chaminade team is well tested as they are the hosts of the Maui Invitational. So they play teams from Division I like Gonzaga this year, like Texas. They are well battled. And you know, even though they lose, they've seen the experience of D1 players. And you know that they're going to come in here looking to win as they are only one game back from California Baptist. Coming out of the media timeout will be Schwartz Emmonston, Armstrong, Ramirez, Haysbert, and Tapp. Tapp has it on the right wing. Uses the screen from Haysbert, dribbles towards the middle of the court. Way back, but almost behind, almost by the timeline here. No action going on as Ramirez has it. 4 on the shot clock. His pass towards Armstrong is errant, and it's going to be a turnover.
Vulcan still ratcheting up the intensity on defense. That was a good defensive possession, especially by Rodriguez and Diachenko.
Diachenko inbounding the ball. Gives it over to Owens. 86-65, 3:30 left in this game. Swanson has it on the left wing. Up top to Rodriguez, who's been on the line almost this whole second half. Diachenko has it on the Princeton offense right here, just dribble handoffs. Diachenko for three. You know he likes to hoist it off the left side of the rim. Taps with another rebound. Tabs has it. He could rebound as a point guard like I've touched on. That's his 10th rebound of the game. He is also in double-double category. Haysbert has it from the free throw line. He wants to shoot it, doesn't. Gets it out to Taplin. They're just chewing clock here. 16 left in the shot clock, 2:55 in the game clock. Armstrong has it on the left wing. He dribbles to the middle of the paint, picks up his dribble, tries to find Haysbert inside, doesn't get it, deflected. Ball out to Armstrong. Shot clock reset when it shouldn't have. We're going to have a ref stoppage.
Good call, partner. And this is some good time for those freshmen to get quality minutes. And Armstrong has shown growth. Ramirez has shown growth. Both of them have made great plays, especially in transition tonight.
And the refs are having a little meeting here, trying to see how much time left in the shot clock. I don't think it really matters to where it needs to be a scientific, I need to get this call right. I'd say you say anywhere under 10.
The shot clock was correctly reset.
And the overhead announcer saying the shot clock was over, was an error, and they reset it. So 7 seconds left is what they're going to put on the shot clock. 2:44 left in the game clock. 86-65. Schwartz Emerson inbound the ball. They draw a nice play. Get it out to Taplin up top. I thought they had a look inside with Haysbert. They decided not to take it. 5 on the shot clock. 4. Taplin driving. And he's going to get a body foul there.
You see how good Taplin protects the ball going into traffic. Swanson and Owens tried to reach and grab at it. Did a nice job to stay strong, protect himself, get all the way to the rack, and get a nice attempt to get himself to the line.
He's going to the line for 2 free throws here. First one is true. Also a good time to practice your free throws in the game. You know, we've been talking about all season how the Penguins have struggled from the stripe. This is a good opportunity to get to the line in a game situation and focus on those free throws.
Both guards tonight have double-doubles. The Penguins.
Yeah, very good point. Carrillo doing it in the points and assists. Taplin doing it in the points and rebound categories. Coming in for the Penguins is Russell Davis and Johnny Bates. So now that leaves the lineup with no starters. Davis, Armstrong, Ramirez, Schwartz, Emerson, and Bates to round out this last 2 minutes and 38 seconds. Coming the other way, Rodriguez has it, tries to get to the paint, doesn't. Swings over to the right wing where Ryan Mills will get some first action. The freshman from San Diego, he drives and gets fouled. He'll be going to the line for a double bonus. Next broadcast, Saturday the 25th against Chaminade. Both the women and men will be in action, looking to improve on, so not over yet, but basically over here, improve upon 1-game win streaks, make it 2 games is what they're hoping for here on Saturday, 5:30, 7:30. Stay tuned at radio.dominican.edu for that one. Swanee and Stu will be on the call, and the free throw is knocked down. They splits a pair, 88-66. Armstrong has in the backcourt being pressured by Rodriguez. He dribbles up on the right wing. No rush. He gets by him now. Drives and gets a reach-in foul from behind. He'll be going to the line for 1-1.
It's nice to see both the women's and men's team rebound from both close losses against Hawaii Pacific, come out, get double-digit victories for both teams, setting up a kind of very huge game, I'm going to call it, against Chaminade to keep in this PacWest Conference race.
And this will be the first time that both the Penguin teams have won on the home court in the same day. That is a monumental accomplishment early in the season here. And Dychenko the other way knocks down a 3. He's a very good shooter. 88-69. Vulcan still battling here in the Collins Center. Nice to see that. Armstrong has it. Been the ball handler with this second unit. Bates on the right wing up top to Schwartz Emerson. Doesn't use the pick. He's on the left wing now. Tries to get to the middle, gets to the free throw line. Nice move, hangs and glides and finishes for 2.
You described it, partner, perfectly, partner. He glides. That's beautiful body control. Took the contact, able to go high off the window and laid it in.
Can the Penguins score 100? Right now at 90 with 1:49 left. A little bit of a stretch, but anything is possible. That's what they tell me. This free throw by Schwartz Emerson, the best on the team at free throws, knocks it down. 91-69, 1:45 left. Rodriguez comes back the other way, racing like he always does. Hangs, and he also glides and gets to the rack and finishes for 2, going to the line for another one.
Trying to answer Schwartz Emerson's nice 3-point play. Got himself to the line to emulate that.
And this game, much different than the first time these teams met, where it was a 56-50 final. Very closely played over there at Hilo in Hawaii. This game, 91-71 in San Rafael. Two different games. Penguins will sweep the season series. 91-72 as he knocks down the free throw, making a three-point play. Armstrong now has it on the right wing. Up to Schwartz Edmondson on the left wing now. Davis has it on the left corner. He's looking to pass. He drives instead. He gets to the rack. Nice no-look pass inside to Ramirez. Ramirez going to the line.
Davis dropping off the no-look dime to Ramirez.
And Ramirez will be going to the line for a double bonus now. Two shots as that is the 10th team foul for the Vulcans. Ramirez, the freshman. His first one is true. 1 minute and 25 seconds left here in the Collins Center. Next game will be Saturday. That ends the home cap. And then our next home game after Saturday's will be February 5th against Holy Names. So the season is dwindling down, and our home games are becoming few and sparse. So make sure you come out to the Collins Center. Armstrong knocked down the free throw. Coming the other way for an elbow jumper was Mills. Mills is going to knock down the left elbow shot. 93-74, 1 minute and 6 seconds left. Penguins going to swell that record up to 12-7, 6-5 in the Pac West. Armstrong getting double teamed, and he's fouled with 1 minute and 1 second left on the clock.
Got to feel good for this men's team to snap the four-game skid, get back into the W column.
Armstrong getting a lot of minutes with this second unit here. The freshman, 6'3" from Fountain Valley. His free throw is off the left side of the rim. You got to prove to the coach that you can knock down free throws, even as a freshman. That way, late in games with close games and you need a free throw shooter, maybe you're the one they call on. He knocks down the second one. 94-74, 20-point lead. 59 seconds left. Ball on the right wing. Daniel Perry getting some action. He drives and gets fouled. Refs are slowing this game down with all the fouls. They're pushing back the inevitable. Another Penguin win in the Collins Center. Only one loss here. Very good home team, which is what you need to be in the tough Pac West Conference. And me and Swanee were talking about it earlier. The Pac West is very deep. It seems like each game could be a challenge. So a win over a team like this is not something to take lightly. Every team in the Pac West opposes a threat.
We were looking at Academy of Art earlier. That's a good basketball team we saw earlier in the Pac West. And that tournament that they hosted earlier. They're 2-7, and that's a good basketball team right there. And they played the Penguins tight also. So, like you said, you'll take any win. It's a grind. No win is easy. And Coach Harris has got to be happy with this one.
On the right wing, Armstrong has it. He drives to the paint. Turnover as Perkins will be going for a wide open dunk. Nice right-handed tomahawk little double clutch dunk. And the Hilo fans have something to cheer about there. They're giving a little clap and woo! But that's about all the entertainment they've seen from their Vulcans tonight. 77-94. Penguins are going to run out the clock. 12 seconds left. Penguins will be moving to 12-7, 6-5 in conference, holding that coveted sixth spot in the playoff race. And the buzzer sounds. It is official now in the books. 94-77. Penguins win.
Outstanding win. Got to be happy with both halves playing full 40 minutes of basketball, like you mentioned earlier in the women's game. Great outings from both teams. You hang 94 on the team, you tip your cap to them, you be humble about it. They realize that they could have gotten in a little deeper, but you put all that away now. You focus on Chaminade on January 25th when they come here to the Collins Center, because that game is going to be huge and they got to get that one.
Yeah, you did what you had to do with a team that is struggling to win games in the Pac West. They demolished them, almost a 20-point win for the Penguins, and you touched on it right there. A huge game coming up against Chaminade here Saturday. Women at 5:30, men at 7:30. Need to come out and watch both of our teams look to build on their win streak.
I think both teams are going to be riding high on the confidence. Both of them played well. The women's team beat a good, very good University of Hawaii Hilo team. The men's took care of business on a game that they knew and they needed to win, to snap the streak. They did that. The women's took care of what they needed to do. Now it's on to a difficult Chaminade team. And this is where you're going to kind of mark the calendar right now, because you don't have many conference games left. It's getting down to the teeth. Every game is going to matter, and you want to be one of those top six when it's all said and done to get to Point Loma and play for that conference tournament.
9 conference games left. Dominican positioned in the sixth spot, but they can go as high as 2 or even 1 if they keep winning games against teams that are positioned higher than them. One of those games will be on Saturday against Chaminade. Make sure you come out to that one. 5:30 and 7:30, men's and women's will be taking action. Thank you for listening here at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Mike Temple, along with my partner, Alex Swan. We'll be back Saturday. Plan to see you here.
Did you know? Brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know?